To understand Advaita non-duality, is to understand Satyam Mithya. I can say the pot is clay. The pot is the clay. But the clay is not the pot. There is only clay. The pot is the clay. Clay is free from the pot. There is only clay. The pot depends on the clay for its being. It is mithya. The clay does not depend upon the pot for its being. It is satyam. The only thing that is really there is satyam. It's easy to understand. Is in the clay pot. The pot depends on the clay. The clay is free from the pot. There is really only clay. In reference to myself, my mind, my body, my mind is a conscious being. But the conscious being is free of the mind. All that is really there is the conscious being. The mind depends for its being on consciousness and the conscious being. The conscious being, the me, does not at all depend upon the mind. The mind is mithya, the conscious being, the very self of the mind is satyam. The mind depends upon me for its being, but I don't depend upon it. There is no distance or separation between the mind and the self. Just like there is no distance or separation between the pot and the clay. Viveka, or differentiation, is one of satyam mithya. One depends upon the other for its being, and not vice versa. The mind goes on changing, modifying, feelings, emotions, perceptions coming and going. All of which totally depend upon the satyam, the self. For their being. My being, the conscious being that I am. It's not modifying, it's not coming and going. It is stable, still. All the coming and going, the modifications of the mind. In no way touch or change or modify. The very self of the mind, which is its truth, its satyam. I need to recognize the stability, of my own being, that is the very self, like the clay of the pot, the very self, the very truth. Of all of these changing experiences. Nothing the pot can do can cover the clay. Whatever shape, whatever form it may take, whatever modification, it cannot hide the clay. Whatever the mind may do, whatever feeling, whatever emotion, whatever perception, it cannot hide or cover the self, yourself. Yourself is its very truth. Let the mind recognize its own satyam. Let mithya recognize its satyam. That which is inescapable.